السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو، عليه توكلت، وهو رب العرش العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers or sisters listening at the madrasa, over the receivers and those listening over the radio stations, it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal, it is his ihsan that he made us in the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If it had not been for Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's coming into this world and giving us the invitation towards the oneness and the greatness and the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we would not have understood. We would not have been believers today. Intelligence is not sufficient. There are great, great rulers, people who are presidents of countries. They are prime ministers, they are cabinet ministers, great, great scientists, great scholars in the secular field. They are people who are highly qualified and with chain of degrees in many, many different departments and different sciences. But they have not recognized the Creator. They truly believe that everything just happens without any control, any direction. Yet if we have to ask them one simple question, that this desk or this microphone or this chair, did it just fall from the skies or there was a maker? Then they will have to admit there was somebody that made it. Simple little things, everyday things that we use, whether it's our cars, whether it's our furniture, whether it's the home items or any other thing that we make use of, we say that it was purchased from here, it was bought from there, it was supplied by this company or that company, it was manufactured in this country or that country. People are traveling around the world because they say that we need this item or that item which is not available here, so we can get it from China, we can get it from Japan, we can get it from America or some other part of the world. So everything we believe that somebody has made it, somebody has manufactured it, there has been somebody behind its invention. But when it comes to the universe, when it comes to the sun, the moon, the skies, the waters of the ocean, when it comes to the oxygen that we breathe in, the air, fresh air that we breathe in, when it comes to the digestion that takes place in our system, when it comes to our sight, our hearing, our speech, when it comes to our heart, our liver and our lungs, now that we say it just happened. There's no real creator. So therefore just intelligence is not sufficient. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the prophets, to educate mankind, to connect them with the creator, to make them believe in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that He is the only creator. He is the only one who is supreme. He is the one in whose hands our lives lie. He is the one who controls the heavens and the earth. He can shake the ground beneath our feet and nobody can stop it from shaking. All signs put together, they can't stop it. Look at the ash clouds, what did they do? Look at the earthquakes in different parts of the world. Look at the gale force winds. Look at the cyclones, the so-called superpowers fail to do anything about it. And when the flood waters come, look at the destruction that they cause. Whether it is in Australia, whether it is Sri Lanka, whether it is other parts of the world. And in South Africa itself. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala every now and again shows that, oh man, you are subservient. You do not have supreme power. You must recognize me, I am the creator. And it is only in obedience of that creator that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then gives peace, harmony. Obedience to Him in the way of life shown by Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made that conditional. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. In other words, that is the condition. No matter how loud and bold claims we may make that we love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it conditional. I'm not giving you translation, just the meaning. He makes it conditional that if you are making this type of a claim, then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam must announce, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then you follow me. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also love you. You will also become Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved also. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made that a condition. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ita'at, whoever made in whichever time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed them how He sent His mercy, how He sent His assistance. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them peace, happiness, there was unity, there was harmony. Things were extremely cheap and commodities were easily available. People, if they just go back 50 years, 60 years, they know what, how cheap everything was. Look at petrol today. And just in the 70s, you could fill your tank for 5 rand and go to Johannesburg. So when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down barakat, then He sends it on obedience to Allah ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now this is a majlis of zikr. We discussed quite a few issues in the talk on the 12th of Rabiul Awal and also in the Jummah Bayan of the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because that is what is required. We all can praise Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and indeed there is great reward in the singing the praises of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The angels are praising Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not in need of us. He Himself mentions in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. So Allah تبارك وتعالى Himself is sending salat and salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. His angels are sending salat and salam. Then we are ordered to send salat and salam. I'm just giving you the meaning. So He is not in need of us, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not in need of our praises. We are the beneficiaries. If we are going to praise Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are going to take His Mubarak name, we're going to send salat and salam upon Him, then we are the beneficiaries. The person gets so much of benefits, so much of rewards. But we only look forward towards the rewards that we will get upon reading Durood Sharif. One is sawab and one is reward. That is a different thing. Sawab and reward is a different thing. But the conditions are not going to change just by reading the Durood Sharif. The conditions of mankind are not going to change. The conditions of a society are not going to change. The conditions of a people and a community are not going to change just by reading Durood Sharif. Reading Durood Sharif will give the person tremendous rewards. And it is intended to light up that fire of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ishq and love in our hearts so that it becomes easy for us to practice upon his teachings. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they understood this very well. His companions knew this very well, that it is not only the reading of Durood Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his teachings with regard to aqaid and beliefs, it was in the lives of the companions. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings with regards to ibadat, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, you would have found it in the life of every companion of his. There was no question of somebody reads, somebody doesn't read, someone you have to go on and on and on reminding him that namaz is first 5 times a day. There was no question of anybody that was to be reminded all the time that you have to fast in the month of Ramadan. There was nobody that had to be repeatedly told that if you have this amount of wealth, then this is the zakat that you have to give, or hajj that you have to undertake. Just one hukam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just one ayat of the Quran Sharif was sufficient. And they implemented in their lives. So therefore every companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, without exception, there was no exception there. In our times now it is the other way round. That we will say that there are exceptions, that there are few people or some people or a small percentage of people who have got namaz, roza, zakat, hajj in their lives of that quality that is desired, or their aqaid and beliefs are like what the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in held. That is the kind of beliefs that we have to hold. They were his companions, they were the first students of his. With regards to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what was their belief? With regards to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with regards to Jannat and Jahannam, with regards to Akhirat, with regards to this world. Now everything that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught, it was in their lives. Then if you come to the Mu'amlat and Mu'asharat, their dealings, their transactions, their etiquette, their moral, their behavior, their character, everything you'll find perfection in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and you will find the reflection of that in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's companions. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Ashabi kan nujum bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum." My sahaba are like the guiding stars, whichever one of them you take and follow, you will get hidayat and guidance. That means he left behind 124,000 companions who were in Arafat, that each one of these are shining stars. Can any one of us say that even our children, we are role models for them? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was his akhlaq, his beautiful character, his honesty, as we discussed in detail in the bayan 2 or 3 nights ago. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was his honesty, it was his beautiful character, it was his truthfulness, it was his charities. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's care for the widows, for the orphans, for the poor, for the destitute. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, absolutely just and fair in his dealings with anyone. Even with enemies, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, character we can see, how did he deal with it? And especially all these problems that we face in our married life, and people are facing in the homes, and all these quarrels and fights and arguments, and every day without fail, people are wanting solution to problems. Many, many people who are having great, great problems in the marriage life, they want solutions to problems. Where else are they going to get it? It can't just come piecemeal here and there. When we're going to adopt the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, both husband and wife, it's not one party. Troubles and problems arise because someone is unjust, unfair, or is not applying Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings in his life. Sometimes it's the wife, sometimes it's the husband. Sometimes the father, sometimes the mother, sometimes the children, sometimes family members, but somebody, wherever you find a problem, how they say in the body, if you get pain, then you must know that there's something wrong somewhere. When you get pain in the body, there's something wrong somewhere. So in the same way, when we see all these type of quarrels, arguments, fights and everything else, then that means something is going wrong somewhere. That is a different issue that the person who is innocent will say that some people are innocent. They did not do the wrong. Why should they suffer? This I have explained many, many times, that this world is a world of means. And this world is not a world of full rewards and full punishment. In this world, every person can't be punished and every person can't be rewarded fully. Because when the sun shines, the heat of the sun and the warmth of the sun and all the benefits of the sun, everybody will enjoy, whether it's a believer or a disbeliever. Whether it's a pious person or it's not a pious person. The waters of the ocean, the ships of everybody will ply on that, whether it is of the pious people or the impious, whether it is of the believers or the disbelievers. It doesn't mean that if a person doesn't believe in Allah Ta'ala, is an atheist, he rejects, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala causes the ocean to freeze and his ship cannot move. If that was the case, there'll be nobody left in this world that won't believe in Allah Ta'ala. That is Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, and look at his kindness and look at his mercy. That in spite of the person rejecting, in spite of them rejecting belief in him, they don't even recognize him. But Allah Ta'ala still gives food, clothing, shelter, that he gives to everybody, good or bad. So if somebody is innocent, so the person will suffer in this world. The husband is very sinful, is very unjust, he is making zulm, is oppressing, or if a ruler of a country is tyrannizing, is oppressing, is suppressing, then for some time the innocent will also suffer. But they will get their rewards in this world too and in the hereafter. Even if they don't get in this world, they'll get tremendous in the hereafter. But generally in this world also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala rewards them. And I give that a simple example, that when a person is arrested for murder, and he is charged, and now he is going to be given life sentence. So if he stands up in the box there and says that, Your Honor, I've got half a dozen children, and if you are going to put me into prison, then my wife will suffer, my children will suffer. Does any judge accept that? Then there would have been no need for prisons at all, because every person would have said that my wife is going to suffer, my children are going to suffer. And we know that it happens when a person is in prison for 20 years, 30 years, the children suffer, the wife suffer. Now the wife didn't commit the murder, the children didn't commit the murder, but we all accept it that this person is being punished for his crime. But we will say that it's a side effect that these people are suffering, but they will be rewarded. It becomes a duty of the community to take care of them, but they will be rewarded. Now if we don't believe in this whole system of rewards and by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in different forms, then of course it won't make sense. But we accept this much, that innocent people do suffer when some others have committed some kind of crime in their family and especially within the home. So like that, if there is any problem in any family, any home, then it is definitely the non-application of the beautiful teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as I discussed in detail. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam entered his home. How with a cheer and with a smile he spoke to his wife. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in spite of all his busy schedule, as we call it, so much that we can't even imagine how he found time to still be so cheerful, so, and to discuss and to talk with his wives, with his children, and give them the best. Give them the best of his love. Compassion, kindness. Nobody had any kind of problem with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now we don't want to do that. Since it is going over the radio station that night, probably they might not have heard it. I said, people are complaining that after the children get caught up, chat lines mix it and they go into serious problem. Then the parents run around. They want some tawis. You think tawis is going to solve all the problems? So, So people are asking questions, what do we do now? What do we do? There's chat lines and this line and that line. I said, the problem is that we have got no time to chat with our children. We've got no time to chat with our own children. 7 to 7, 6 to 6, we are gone. So what are the children going to do? They're going to find some friends to chat with. Or they're going to watch all the TV, movies and everything else. So whose fault it is? If we find the time that we come home, those people who are forced due to circumstances, they are return home late. And those are exceptions. But all those who can return, and after returning, instead of getting glued to the box, and instead of just being on the cell phone and other kind of entertainment, or immediately after meals again leaving the house and then returning midnight and 1 o'clock in the morning from nightclubs and discos and cinemas, if they find some time to sit and talk general matters, doesn't mean you sit and just read Quran Sharif and read Hadith Sharif to the children. General issues, discussion, show them love, compassion, care and kindness. The wives also will be happy. Now they say that even the wives are bored. Because the husband has got nothing to talk. So it's a whole subject on its own, but this is a majlis of zikr. I don't know, my mind went in that direction. But we come back now as we normally do in zikr majlis. We have some Quran Sharif or some Hadith Sharif or some little explanation and then some Naat Sharif. And then some zikr and dua.
Machi ek dhoom aalam mein Muhammad Mustafa hai
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Hua itmam di jin par wo khatmul anbiya aaye. مچی ایک دھوم عالم میں محمد مصطفیٰ آئے
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ہوا اتمام دی جن پر وہ ختم الانبیاء آئے
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. I've mentioned many times, don't worry about the voice, now listen to the meaning.
مچی ایک دھوم عالم میں محمد مصطفیٰ آئے ہوا اتمام دی جن پر وہ ختم الانبیاء آئے.
اللہ تبارک و تعالی mentioned in عرفات, اليوم اکملت لکم دینکم واتممت علیکم نعمتی ورضیت لکم الاسلام دینا. This day I have perfected for you your religion and completed upon you my favors, and I have chosen Islam for you as your way of life. It's a way of life. Life inside the home, life in our business, life in our colleges and universities, life in the marketplaces, life in the battlefields, life everywhere. There is direction, there's guidance, and beautiful direction and guidance. Guidance for the poor, guidance for the rich, guidance for the black, guidance for the white. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was rahmat for everyone. Rahmat for the rich and poor, rahmat for the old and young, rahmat for the black and white, rahmat for this world and the hereafter. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, rahmat and mercy for even the animals, for the creatures. Nobody must be caused any kind of harm without justification. Now we must look at our character. When we want to have celebrations of any kind, whether it is wedding, marriages, whether it's walimas, whether it's birthday parties, whether it's engagement parties, or any other party or any other celebration, whether it's our Eid or anything else, and when we are having our music and our everything, sing song and everything going full blast till midnight, and then we say, Rahmatul Alameen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, mercy unto mankind. And here our neighbors are cursing us, our non-Muslim neighbors are saying that what kind these Muslims are. We can't go to sleep. When we bust our crackers, they make a big noise. And here they are continuing. It's past midnight and still the sound of the music, they will say, is going on and on and on. Brothers, it's a serious matter what I'm telling you. that we are talking about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being rahmatul lil alameen, mercy unto the worlds, then is it justified then that we take his name and we trouble our neighbors, we trouble the community that we live around? Yes, within reasonable time our program is finished, then it's finished. But to have it full blast, where sick people are disturbed, so many people just have operation and they return, they need some peace, they need some quiet, and now we are going on and on and on. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and thereafter the majority of the crowd goes and sleeps, there's no Fajr Salat. Now is that what Rahmatul Lil Alameen taught us and left this world? We must become such that they look forward to becoming Muslims. So these are beautiful neighbors, these are wonderful people. Look at their character, they are honest, they are truthful, they are humble, they are simple, they don't trouble and disturb us without justification. A person should not be harmed in any way, whether he's a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq again there. He visits the sick even if they are non-Muslim. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was nobody who came into contact with him and had any kind of hesitation in praising his akhlaq, even the disbelievers. What made them come into Islam? Was it the sword? If it was the sword, then who brought Hazrat Abu Bakr into Islam? Who brought Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu into Islam? He was the one who took the sword to assassinate Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he becomes the ghulam and the slave of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he reaches the heights, becomes Amirul Mumineen, commander-in-chief of the Muslim army. So what was it? All thousands and thousands of people that came into Islam, and after a little while the whole of Arabia, and then it spread throughout the world. What brought them? It was that beautiful character of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now today we take the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and sometimes our outward garb indicates that we are pious, we are righteous, and that we have got ishq and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our heart. And then when people look at us like that, they get some kind of conviction that if I have to trade with this person, if I have to leave my money in his care and give him amanat, or if I have to leave my property in his care, or if I have to ask him to care for my children whilst I'm away, then he's not going to do anything that will be injurious, harmful. He's not going to abuse the privileges that have been given to him. And if I trade and deal with him, I'll find nothing but honesty and truthfulness in his trade. Today, how many people are saying that we looked at the person's outward form and we thought that this person was really righteous and pious, but unfortunately we were taken for a ride. But that does not mean that the outward garb must not reflect that we are Muslims. Our identity as Muslim is important also. So those people who say just our hearts must be clean, that's not sufficient, because if that was the case, then the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, whose hearts could have been cleaner than their hearts? What I always say is that it is not sufficient, just the outward garb is not sufficient, it's necessary, it's important. The example which I gave is of the aeroplane, that the tires are just a small part of the aeroplane, brand new aeroplane, with 500-600 passengers sitting in there. And it has come with shining engine and shining seats and shining everything, but it's not taking off. When somebody says, what's happening? They say, no, it doesn't have tires. It doesn't have tires, that's why it's not taking off. Now some stupid says that, what does a tire, such a big aeroplane, brand new, shining, glittering, and you worried about just smaller tires. So now those tires, until it's not there, it's not going to take off. Somebody clips the wings of the pigeon and then say, fly. They say, what did I really do? I just clipped a little bit of the wings. It's not going to fly. So the zahir is important, but the batin is extremely important. The inside, purification of the heart. And this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave to mankind. There was nothing at that time but kufr, shirk, killing, murder, looting, robbery, abuse. And as we discussed, burying of the girls alive, the fathers used to feel ashamed that in my house, daughter has been born. Daughters had absolutely no right, nothing. The world was still discussing and debating whether a woman is a human being or not. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave them rights. Take care of them. Allah ta'ala has made them as an amanat in your hands. And so many other things. This is not the majlis now to go into that direction, but it's just going, I can't help it. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal.
جہاں کے لوگ تھے سب مبتلائے کفر و گمراہی جہاں کے لوگ تھے سب مبتلائے کفر و گمراہی انہیں ایمان کا رستہ دکھانے رہنمائے.
The whole world was gone astray. People had lost faith and trust. There was no yaqeen in the existence of Allah Ta'ala. There was no belief in the Creator. People had no direction in life. It was a question of survival of the fittest, as we say. Nothing but suppression, oppression and zulm. And wherever this happens, where there's suppression, oppression and zulm, for a little while it is tolerated. For a little while. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tolerates kufr. Even if the whole world does not believe in Allah Ta'ala. But still, if there are some believers, Allah Ta'ala will keep the world in existence. If the majority don't believe, there are some believers still, Allah Ta'ala will keep the world in existence. But when it comes to injustice, when it comes to oppression, when it comes to tyranny, then you must rest assured and must believe that there will be a change. That is again a different issue, that who will be the people that will replace. Like we had apartheid system here, and we know the kind of tyranny and the kind of oppression and the zulm that was on, just on the basis of color. Just on the basis of color. Now Allah Ta'ala is the one who is the creator of colors. That person had absolutely no control over his own color. It was not a question of that he had a choice, that in his mother's stomach now he could send an application that I wish to be white, or I wish to be brown or black. Allah Ta'ala chose, therefore He said that I don't look at colors. Allah Ta'ala does not look at wealth, does not look at colors, does not look at faces and features. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَأَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Does not look at your faces and your bodies. Allah Ta'ala does not look at wealth, does not look at colors. What He looks at is your hearts. It is on the basis of taqwa, the pious, held in esteem. But South Africa, we know what we went through. Especially those who lived in those days. Those who came after 94 in this world, they don't know what happened. When we talk about it, too, that there were benches, white and black, they can't believe it. And everywhere the queues were too. And no matter how a person is suffering, a woman, sometimes she's pregnant, she's expecting a child, but if the benches on which it is written whites, she has to sit, then she will be rudely removed from there. I had that experience with my own mother. She was sitting on a railway station platform. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fill her grave with noor. So lots of people have had lots of experiences. From the bench, we're told, just move from here, this is for whites only. And besides that, all the other injustices that prevailed. So it was a question of time, that when it's going to happen. But there was a certainty that it was going to come. Changes were going to come. The same we saw in Egypt, we saw in Tunisia, we see now in Yemen, we see in Bahrain. Now all these people, they all stooges of the Americans. They all were giving logistical support to America and the coalition to destroy Afghanistan, Iraq. The other day they had one picture of a woman whose nose is, some husband sliced the nose out, and they say that picture won the award. Now they want to show that the Taliban, this is what they did. Whereas some stupid person or somebody who went on the extreme and did something like that. That is not Islam. But what about the hundreds of thousands that were destroyed by the bombs that were thrown? And look at the kind of bombs, cluster bombs, this bomb, that bomb. And look at those people up till now. You look at their faces, you look at their bodies. It just brings tears to the eye that what kind of humanitarian values they talk about, and they say that we are the leaders of the world. Hundreds of thousands. Look at what they do. They won't show that. So wherever there's injustice, we saw what Egypt was doing. Our hearts were bleeding when they were closing the borders. They can see the Palestinians, the kind of suffering that they were going through. And here, just to appease their master who gives them billions of dollars, what they did. How could anyone would have imagined that a day would come when the person would have to leave his throne in such humiliation and disgrace? It's happening. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the poet says, that jahan ke log the sab mubtalae kufr wa gumrahi, unhe iman ka rasta dikhane Muhammad Mustafa hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khuda ko chhod kar sab ho chuke the Lat Uzza ke. خدا کو چھوڑ کر سب ہو چکے تھے لات و عزیٰ کے خدا کے نام کی عظمت لے کے محبوب خدا آئے خدا کے نام کی عظمت کو محبوب خدا آئے جہاں کو ہوش باقی تھا نہ دنیا کا نہ عقبہ کا جہاں کی رہبری کو ہادیے دو سرا آئے. The gist and meaning of which is this, that the people had absolutely no direction in life. What is dunya, what is akhirat, nobody knew what is akhirat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to give them guidance. This charcha of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam everywhere, as one poet very beautifully in his Naat Sharif said, again I said, don't worry about the voice.
Kaunain mein shohrat hai, sarkar do alam ki. Kaunain mein shohrat hai, سرکار دو عالم کی چھائی ہوئی رحمت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی کونین میں شہرت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی چھائی ہوئی رحمت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی.
ایوری ویئر رحمت آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, رحمت للعالمین.
اے عرض مدینہ کاش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں, اے عرض مدینہ کاش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں, جنت ہے تو جنت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی.
So the rahmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even as I said, for creatures, for animals, for everything, it was rahmat. So we have to see how much of that mercy now we are extending. We are believers in rahmatul lil alameen. He was khatamul anbiya wal mursaleen, jameelo me ajmal, sharifo me ashraf, kamilo me akmal, tajdar e madina, احمد مصطفیٰ محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Are we merciful to our wives, our children, our neighbors, our friends, the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans, the widows? So the Seerah program, this is what is required. I will stop there with this Naat Sharif and have some zikrullah. And inshallah, make dua.
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalalu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yaar rahe ya rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu. Mujhko faqat tujhse ho muhabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahu. Har waqt zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahu, sarshar rahu. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hoshyar rahu. Ab to rahe bas tada mein aakhir, wirde zubaan mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ae mere maula meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. Ab to rahe bas tada mein aakhir, wirde subah ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Oh my beloved Allah, with your kindness, with your ihsan, with your fazl, bless us with the best of both worlds. We ask for the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. We are living in a world of means. Allah Ta'ala has not stopped us from making use of the means. He has created the heavens and the earth for us. Reach the heights in science, technology, in everything, nobody stops us. But
that very creator, or that very Allah, or that sustainer, who has blessed us with all these ni'mats and bounties, to reject him, to disobey him, to disobey his messenger, then that is rebellion which Allah Ta'ala does not tolerate. But he's still very merciful, very forgiving, very kind. Therefore we say, Ya Allah, with your kindness, we are not saying because of our piety, because of my zikr, because of my tilawat, because of my charities, what I did, give me this. Say, Ya Allah, out of your kindness, your ihsan, just as you have given us so much without us deserving, then give us the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. The goodness of this world and the goodness of the hereafter. Aur jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko amana de. We know, my Allah, because of our sins, because of our disobedience, because of our rejection, because of our abuse of your ni'mats and your gifts, we are deserving of your wrath and your anger. But you don't love punishment. You do not like to punish. You haven't created us so that you send us to the fire of Jahannam. You send the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you send the Quran Sharif, you send Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to guide us so that we go to Jannah. So we have believed in your mercy. So therefore we say that although we know we are deserving of your anger and your wrath, but give us amnesty. Governments of the world, they give amnesty. Inauguration of the president or the king, the amnesty they give to so many different categories of people. Ya Allah, we are also asking you for amnesty. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allah, 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 Allah. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda.
اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا.
Oh my beloved Allah, we acknowledge that we are the most sinful servants of yours. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ. But where can your servant go, my Allah? There is no other door besides your door. There is no other home besides your home where he can beg. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. If a dog is chased from one butcher, he can go to another. But if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, then, my Allah, where do we go? Tere dar par tera banda. Therefore, we have come to your door with great hope in your mercy and in your forgiveness. You dearly love forgiveness.
Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed karam aaya. Allah, 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 Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Akramal Akrameen, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وقنا عذاب النار، وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار، يا عزيز يا غفار. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins, my beloved Allah. You could have shaken the ground beneath us. You could have shaken the ground, my beloved Allah, beneath our feet, and no superpower of the world could have prevented. You could have sent gale force winds against us. You could have sent the tsunamis and destroyed us. You could have seized us there and then when we were committing adultery or fornication or popping drugs in our mouth. My beloved Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then when we were disobeying you or engaging in any kind of haram. But how merciful you are, how forgiving you are, how kind you are, how tolerant you are. You create opportunities upon opportunities for us to repent, to turn towards you, to seek forgiveness. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have therefore once again raised our begging bowl before you, my beloved Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Our lives in your control, the heavens and the earth in your control, The ground on which we walk is in your control. The winds in your control. The waters of the ocean in your control. My beloved Allah, we have therefore begged, we have raised our begging bowl before you, and we seek forgiveness from all sins that we have committed in our lives. We know the restlessness, the anxieties, the worries, the problems, the fights, the quarrels, the arguments. The wars and the battles all are taking place because of our disobedience. My beloved Allah, tonight we are seeking from you complete forgiveness. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, you who blessed billions and billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to our actions? Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. My beloved Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements? We therefore seek complete forgiveness, my beloved Allah. Bless us with the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. If we have usurped any person's property, Arab Kareem, or taken that which was not due to us in inheritance, or in any other way, give us the tawfiq to return to whomsoever whatever is due. Give us the tawfiq, my beloved Allah, to bring the akhlaq and the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives. Let our dealings be honest. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless us with truthfulness. Bless us with truthfulness. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us all pious and righteous. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us role models. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us ambassadors for Islam. Let our character reflect, my beloved Allah, the beautiful teachings of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, humare haal par raham farma. ہم گنہگار ہے, سیاکار ہے, مجرم ہے, خطاکار ہے. ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے. My beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, my beloved Allah, your ocean of maghfirat and forgiveness is so vast, that just one drop from that ocean is sufficient to wash away our sins. Arabi Kareem, bless us with the tawfiq. Bless us with the tawfiq of making qaza for namazes that we may have missed, of paying the zakat that is due, of keeping qazas of the fast that we have missed, undertaking the hajj if it was farz. Ya Rabbi Kareem, give us the tawfiq of seeking forgiveness from those whom we may have caused harm, injury and pain and suffering without any justification. Bless us with your ishq and your muhabbat. Fill our hearts with your love, my Allah. So much of your love and so much of the love of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything pleasing to you and your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Our egos and our evil passions are destroying us, my Allah. We have absolutely no control over our evil passions and desires. We are being led, my beloved Allah. We are being led by nafs and shaitan. We are being dragged down the gutters. Nafs and shaitan want to see us suffer humiliation, disgrace, embarrassment, shame. And you want to give us respect and dignity and honor. Your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to give mankind dignity and honor. Ya Rabbi Kareem, humare haal par raham farma. Have mercy upon us, may Allah. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are pledging not to return to those. Give us himmat and courage and strength to throw out of our homes and our lives all those things that have caused such destruction. Ya Rabbi Kareem, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, of brothers and sisters, of family members, of the ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ummat ko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all, our parents, our children, our wives, our neighbors, our society, the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphan, the Muslim and the non-Muslim. Ya Rabbi Kareem, hamein nek bana de aur ek bana de. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have to leave this world someday. There is no question of remaining here forever and ever. Our homes will remain here, our cars will remain behind, the oil wells will remain behind. Rabbi Kareem, the huge palaces will remain behind. Every person will have to proceed towards his grave. Rabbi Kareem will be carried on the shoulders and transported to our graves. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. How can we then be in haram actions and deeds? Rabbi Kareem, O my beloved Allah, my most merciful and forgiving Allah. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouth, bottle of wine in our hands. Or in prostitute quarters or escort agencies, or watching some haram on the television or internet site. Rabbi Kareem, what kind of a death would that be? Don't let any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace to come upon us, or the family, or the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Qiyamah, my beloved Allah, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to hold our garment and say, my teeth became shaheed in the battle of Uhud. I was stoned. I fell down unconscious. Pins of the helmet penetrated my jaws. I bled profusely. I was stoned in Taif. My Mubarak shoes were filled with my blood. When I went into Sajda in the Haram Sharif, intestines of animals were placed on my back. I stood whole night in prayer, praying for the Ummah. What did you do? Is this the appreciation that you showed for my sacrifices? How are we going to answer? How are we going to answer? Rabbi Kareem, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed of what we are engaging in, how much of pain and suffering it is causing to his sensitive heart. If we have got true ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how can we then be the cause of his suffering? Mere Mawla, humare hal par raham faro, fill our hearts with his muhabbat. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zameen. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. Our homes will give us comfort. Our businesses will give us barakah. Our children will be coolness of our eyes. There will be unity and happiness and peace and tranquility. But if you are not ours, then my Allah, there will be nothing that will be ours. Outward we will be owning everything, but there will be no peace and no happiness. Bless us with the realization, my beloved Allah. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ki gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare Quds mein ho. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi ko roka. Let our bodies become a patch of the graveyard of Madina Sharif, so that when the winds of Rahmat blow there, we too may be forgiven. But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let even stay that you are pleased with us. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe, whether it is caused by flood waters or gale force winds or cyclones or earthquakes and tremors, or poverty, whatever it may be, due to droughts and famine, or unemployment, Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering. Give us the tawfiq to assist and help in whichever way we can. Ya Rabbi Kareem, especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, all parts of Africa and the world, wherever they are suffering, Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove their suffering, pain and problems. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aram Bekareem, in this country also change the conditions of insecurity to that of security. Aram Bekareem, remove the corruption which is causing so much of suffering to the inhabitants of this country. Ay Rabbi Kareem, Hamare Hal Par Raham Farma. Let us be the means of spreading Hidayat and passing on the beautiful message of Islam to those that are around us. Amir Allah, Huzur Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool. Hum naqabil qubool hai, phir bhi qubool farma. Jaise bhi hai, qubool farma. Whatever we may be, by Allah, you look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem and accept our duas. You are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations and tamanna in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, pain and suffering of every individual. With your fazal and kindness, remove the suffering and pain. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulty, remove the difficulty. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evil, bring them back onto sirat and safiya. Those who have passed away, bless them with jannatul firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim, wa tub 'alayna, innaka anta التوابر الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه برحمتك يا رب.